And I was spending time with the Lord, and I was listening to a sermon, just a little short sermon, and the guy, I don't even remember what he was saying. I just remember he said presence. And when he said presence, he wasn't saying it like he was referring to something. It was like what I heard was actual God himself, like his presence just fell. And I knew in that moment, I thought, oh, wow, Lord, you have a word. You have a word that you want me to speak today. Actually, I'm just going to be honest. I just wanted to talk about it. I did. I just wanted to talk about his presence. And so I just started thinking about that's what sets us apart from every other religion is the real presence of Christ, a real person who literally comes to us. He is in us. He comes on us, a real person who literally becomes our strength, who is our strength. Everything that we need is him. Scripture says, Craig read it yesterday in Psalm 16:5, he is my inheritance. Everything we need is in him. It's a real presence who comes and ministers to us, the fruits of the Spirit. It's a real person who comes and reveals himself to us and opens our eyes. We can go to Scripture, we can read, we can look. But if he doesn't come to you and open your eyes, you won't see him. You can say God is love, but you won't know what that means unless he personally ministers to you. Presence is what makes our religion different. You cannot learn him apart from him, a real person. He comes and he ministers to us love, teaches us what it means to love. He teaches us everything it means about love. He teaches us what it is to know joy. He ministers it to us. He actually puts joy in us and on us. Like Scripture says, in his presence is fullness of joy. So when he's ministering his presence to us, he's changing us. Real presence, literally a person, a human, changes us. And when we get in his presence, we grow in the thing called confidence. Check out my notes here for a second. You know, the enemy would have us, he works really hard to keep us from the real presence of Christ. He works really hard to try to distract us from God's presence. Well, there's a reason that he does that, because if he can, see, we can only know the Lord by letting our mind has to be renewed. So if we're not, if you're living in a realm and you're setting your mind on the things down here, you're not gonna experience his presence. And if you're not experiencing his presence, you're not gonna walk in the fruits of the Spirit. And you're not gonna make one dent for the kingdom of God if you're not living in his real presence, right? But the enemy would come to us and distract us to keep us from that intimacy, that place where we pursue the Lord and we encounter him. And as we encounter him, he causes us to walk in confidence and believe everything that he says is true, because his real presence is on us, doing it for us. He literally is doing it for us. We're not trying to grasp something. We literally are receiving something. But the enemy, y'all, would try to distract us. And Craig and I, we've had so much going on lately. And I realized that I had really started to venture into the little foxes and kind of getting my eyes on what we're going through. And I realized the more I looked at what we were going through, the smaller I felt, the bigger that problem got. And what the enemy will do is he'll come to you with little foxes and he'll get you distracted, just little things, but you're still choosing to think about Jesus, just little distractions, but then it builds. All of a sudden, you're a little bit more distracted. I don't really have time to spend with the Lord today. I really need to get this done. I really need to get that extra rest. And those little distractions begin to build until they become big distractions. And big distractions look like things like being offended with each other. Big distractions look like the enemy coming and he starts making us, he starts weaving a lie about who we are. He literally gives us a description, and everything he describes to you will be everything that you don't want to be. Everything he describes to you, and let me tell you something, he knows how to minister too. He knows how to minister anxiety and fear and self and doubt and unbelief and insecurity. Those are the things. It's like he doesn't ever just come to us and lead us down a path that makes us just a little bit discontent. You know, that's the little fox. That little discontentment is the little fox. That is not the biggie. We get those little foxes. We start just dwelling in those little foxes. Next thing you know, you are so insecure and so fearful and awe, and everything you think about yourself is everything that God does not think about you. That is the enemy's goal, y'all. Warfare is not, I heard this today, warfare is not about the enemy. It is about keeping us from seeing the majesty of God. It is about us seeing the real presence of Christ. It's about keeping us from seeing the reality of who God is. Because you don't ever just see and hear things about God. You encounter him. And it's real. And it grabs a hold of you. And it changes you, not you. You're not trying to change. He literally comes on you and changes you. That's why we receive, not learn. But the real presence of Christ empowers us with confidence. If you've been in a world where you've just been distracted lately, and then you start getting frustrated and things like that, and then all of a sudden, in our God's wonderful faithfulness and goodness, he comes to you, gets your attention, hello, me, gets my attention, and just reminds me again how much he loves me. And then all of a sudden, as I'm sitting there hearing just the word presence, it just jolted me back into reality of who God really is, how big he really is, how this situation is under his feet. And there's nothing the enemy can do to stop that. He can try to make it bigger, but when I'm standing surrendered in the real presence of Christ, he's not fighting me, he's fighting the Lord Jesus Christ himself. When you're encountering the real presence of Christ, it awakens that place in you and reminds you you're an heir to all that Jesus has. And that's the thing, y'all, we really are. Jesus Christ lives within us, and all that he has, we also have. He wants to release all of it through us. But he won't do it, can't do it, if we don't believe. Thus the enemy's little foxes that turn into big things, right? When we stand in the real presence of Christ and we really look at him and we're encountering him and our confidence grows, and we're getting our feet back under us, and all of a sudden we're remembering again that all things are possible and that God, and with God, anything, I can do anything. The Lord just begins to also remind me that he loves me and that my life is in him. I don't have to fight for my position. I don't have to fight and desire and long for and go after lesser loves, like wanting people to think you're all that. I don't have to, my greatest desire doesn't have to be that people will think I'm good at stuff, you know? I don't have to fight for myself. I don't even really want to fight for myself. When you're standing there when you're just being baptized in his love, you're just really only wanting that. And then you realize that God's got it all. He's got your path. He's got every situation worked out, everything you're supposed to do. It really is in him. It really is. So if it's all in him, that's all that there is to do, y'all, is to seek him, is to Spend time with him. And if you find yourself, I promise, if you find yourself in a battle that just produces anything except goodness and kindness and love, and y'all, we really only can love others like he loves us if we know how he loves us. And y'all, when you see how he loves you, you will love others that way, because there's something so humbling about it. There's something so enticing about it. It's so beautiful. Who doesn't want to just sit and stare at pure beauty? Nobody. God, he is so beautiful, and scripture says that he is wholly desirable. Everything about him, every word from his mouth, everything is desirable. He is wholly desirable, and there's nothing that can satisfy like him. Y'all, when he causes us, the more we know him, the more we delight in him. And when you, in the kingdom, delight comes before performance. When you delight in the Lord, you will find yourself, when you're in that presence, trusting him. And when you trust him, you will obey him. You will not obey him, and you won't step out if you don't trust him. You won't trust him if you don't know him. So the most, I just said it, but I'll say it again. There's nothing more important than our walk with the Lord, because everything we're longing for and looking for, I mean, your self-worth, your what you're supposed to do in life, he'll guide you. That's the secondary things. All that stuff, where you're going to live, what you're going to wear. Remember, all those things are secondary things. The first thing is to seek him and his kingdom first. And when he's saying that, he's saying, seek me, and his real presence will rock our world. Amen. Yeah.